Hey, welcome to the show.
What day of the week is it?
Tuesday.
That's today?
Tuesday's good. How's Tuesday for you?
I heard that this show is, like, really good.
Is this a show?
This show is supposed to be gleeful and bright.
This is your show.
Then you better get started.
When's this going to air?
When does this air?
Right now.
Showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It is going to be gleeful and sunny because I love pointing out the hypocrisy of the Democrats and the things that they do to screw over Americans. So, of course, I've got a smile on my face. Happy Tuesday. Blessings to everybody. We are just 3 days away from Christmas. And I hope you are ready to be with family and friends and celebrate the season. Is he coming early? Is that Santa? Okay. I'm always on the watch out for Santa because he needs to bring all of us some great presents, like, you know, the CEO of Dominion and Smartmatic and all of those voting machine companies. He needs to bring those people to us and bring them to justice. That would be a great Christmas present. Well, happy Tuesday to you. It is 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I do have to apologize. We're in continuous work. We're trying to upgrade and update and make everything better, but sometimes you have to go back before you go forward. I'm getting a lot of texts this morning. Just got this one at 9:52. There's something wrong with your online broadcasting. It's full of static and sounds awful. We're working on it. I'm sorry that you have to go through that. Hopefully, if it's too bad to listen to, you can check out the podcast of the show because we've got some variants. Important stuff to go over today. The poll question from yesterday plays out as I thought. Should the city of Reno issue bonds to pay for the new developments or for new developments infrastructure? In this instance, Stonegate. 88% of those participating in the poll said yes. Yes, yes, yes. Really? That surprises me. 12% said no. Today's poll question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should the president sign the economic relief package that was passed by Congress? Or passed by the House, excuse me. So it's on its way to the Senate. They seem to have negotiated what they can both stand. You know that $600 for you? Mm-hmm. That's $600 for you. Let me point out a few things before you answer this poll question, just so you have it. Once again, the Kennedy Center, who received money in the last package, this is a much smaller package as well. It's I believe it's 1.8 trillion. It might be 1.4, but I think it's 1.8. The Kennedy Center, $26,400,000. The Smithsonian, $1 billion. The National Art Gallery, $154 million. National Art and Humanities, $167 million. The W. Wilson Center, to be honest, I don't know what that is. $14 million. Now, that's domestic funding. That means here at home. Now, let's go into foreign countries. Now, wait a minute. Why would foreign countries be getting money from an economic relief bill for Americans? Egypt is to get $1.3 billion. The Sudan, $700 million. The Ukraine, $453 million. Israel, $500 million. Nepal, $130 million. Cambodia, $85 million. Pakistan, $25 million. Asia, $1.4 billion. So let me ask you, what are you going to do with that $600 that's going to be put in your bank account once? A one-time payment to you of $600. $600 that can't cover even a month's rent. $600 that could feed a family of four for maybe 2 months, unless you have teenagers that eat you out of house and home. $600 that can't even cover all the utilities for the most part. What are you going to do? Pick and choose. What are you going to spend your $600 on? Now, in that package as well, if we want to break a few things down, you know, just for the fun of it, in Pakistan, $10 million goes to gender programs. You heard me right. Gender programs in Pakistan. You think this is a joke, and it's not. So the relief bill also lays the groundwork for a climate security advisory council. This debt that you are now going to be saddled with, this debt that is being put on to each and every one of us, this debt that is being put on your children, on your grandchildren, and on your great-grandchildren. Oh, but maybe the Great Reset will happen, and it'll all be wiped out. Well, and then everything is taken from you. This debt is being put upon you. And that is why we are all slaves. That is why it doesn't matter what gender you are. It doesn't matter what color you are, what race, religion, ethnicity. We are all slaves to debt and to the central bankers. And if you don't know who the central bankers are, then you need to find out. If you don't know what the World Economic Forum is, if you don't know what the International Monetary Fund is, then you need to get off your butt and start looking this stuff up. Because you who has lost your job, you who has lost your business, You who has lost your savings trying to keep your business going? This is all being saddled on you. So when are you going to stand up and do something for yourself? When are you going to stand up and protect this country? And all within it, including the stupid ones. The stupid ones who don't understand what is coming. Even with Trump as president, what is coming. Because the last 4 years was just a preview. Once this is all said and done, and he takes on the next 4 years. Do you think it's going to stop? It's not. That's why it's called the 2030 plan. COVID is a part of this. The vaccines are a part of this. What are you doing? What are you doing? You got to wake up. You got to wake your friends up. You got to wake your family members up. Because we cannot do whatever you can do to get a hold of the White House and tell Trump not to sign this. He's got to veto this. I know $600 sounds good. But it's not. It's not good. That $600 is not going to do anything for you. The only thing that it is going to do to you is enslave you more. Now, I just got this from Ty. Don't call the switchboard at the White House, because the citizen call-in line is not being operated due to COVID. So there you go. You need to email. You need to email the White House at whitehouse.gov/contact. You need to tweet the president. You need to tweet his advisors. And let me tell you, I think he's being ill-advised by some people right now, including the White House counsel. Not his counsel, not Giuliani, not Powell, not Flynn, his White House counsel. Not going to get into that. That goes even way deeper. This spending bill, this needs to go back to Congress, and it needs to have every single country that is not titled the United States of America taken out, ripped out of that bill. It needs to have every single museum. Shut them down. Shut the museums down. Shut the arts centers down. And get this money back into the hands of the American people who it was stolen from in the first place. Get it back in their hands so they can pay their rent. They can bring it up to date. They can get their landlords back up to date so they can pay their bills, so they can buy groceries, until the people in Congress, the people in Washington, D.C., pull their heads out of their you-know-whats and take care of this country. We are paying for an economic shutdown. that was put in place, not because of a virus. It was put in place to ensure that Joe Biden would be the president. This is all a farce. And they are sending you up you-know-what creek, not only without paddles, but with holes in the boat. That's how bad it is. So let's go back. Now that you've thought about it for a minute, let's go back to today's poll question. Should the president sign the economic relief package? Yes or no? I got a little bit of relief coming your way. I got 10 Crows Barbecue, a great big old $25 gift certificate coming your way sometime this hour. Just be listening for your chance to win and call 884-9910. Be listening. We'll be back right after this. Phone lines are open. Talk and text 884-9910. What's on your mind today? The hypocrisy? The joy? We can talk about it all on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Have you recently had something lodged in your body and you're afraid to seek medical care? Well, now there's an alternative solution. At AnuCare, we understand people's curious nature, and that's why our trained staff of physicians specialize in the removal of foreign objects. Don't go to a private hospital. Your x-rays will be enlarged and faxed all over the country for the amusement of others. At AnuCare, your x-rays are stored in a sealed vault and are only brought out at Christmas parties. In a way, you could say your butt belongs to us. And at AnuCare, you only have to pay if the object is successfully removed, giving you our personal guarantee to charge you out the ass. Call today for an appointment.
AnuCare is where your butt belongs.
We say Merry Christmas, and we mean it. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
But I keep seeing what's going on. And it's just like 2021 is going to be just as bad. We're still going to be arguing about an election. We're still going to not have any money in our pockets because the economy is shut down. Bill Gates and Fauci are out there saying this is going on to 2022. We have businesses that can't take this until February. They can't take it through January. And Governor Sisolak has already said that's where we're going. Middle of January, my took us. Total plans to take it up through all of January. And you know how much he believes in it? He don't care. When the cameras aren't around, he's not wearing a mask. He's not social distancing. Neither is his staff. I got pictures of him. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm going to take Fire Mom 81's line here and steal it. You can keep your freaking $600. I said freaking. Just give us back the election that you stole from us. And for all the people out there who are still thinking, oh, he just needs to concede, he just needs to, you know, move on, Biden won. If you believe that, and you haven't seen the analytics from the machines, that it is statistically impossible for Biden to have won, that people were more excited about Biden than they ever were about Obama, then again, you need to pull your head out of your tuchus. And I'm just surprised that there are so many corrupt individuals out there. There are so many corrupt judges, secretary of states, governors, that we have to take this all the way to the Supreme Court. You have to ask yourself why. Anne Arundel County has already come back. Well, it was called for Biden, but actually Trump won it. Because they did something as simple as a hand count. Don't use the machines. That election going on, that runoff in Georgia, waste of time. They're using the same machines. They're still corrupted. Stacey Abrams pulling all kinds of games. But if you want to continue down this path, and this is even to the left, if you want to continue down this path of rigged elections, your voice being stolen, being lied to, well, remember, that's going to come back to bite you in the tuchus as well. We'll be back right after this Fox News break. Possibly with a chance for you to win 10 Crows Barbecue? We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
I remember every Christmas on my mother's china hutch. Sat a tiny nativity I was not allowed to touch. I would stand on tiptoes, peering pensive and eyes wide, imagining what I would
do. Dan, I don't have any sound.
If I were there inside.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today and every day. Today's poll question, should the president sign this massive relief bill going through, past the House, it's going on to the Senate. This is an interesting text I just received. What you bitching about, the neo-Yankee Democrat Confederacy just conquered the U.S. because sissy conservatives won't honor their constitutional duty. Well, that's absolutely 100% correct. And just so you know, this $1.4 trillion bill, yeah, Mark Amadei signed it. Actually, I think there was only six Republican House members that didn't sign on to it. So basically, there's six patriots in the House on the Republican side. Because why the hell would you give Americans $600 when you're giving $10 million to Pakistan just for gender programs? All right. 884-9910. Let's go to the talk and text line and check in with David this morning. David, thanks for calling the program. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, on signing the latest package, I say absolutely not. And here's why. Yes, we're getting $600, but then our taxes are going to be turned around. So we're not really getting anything for free. It's like raising taxes on corporations. All they do is raise their prices. We end up paying for it. So to give me money and then turn around and raise my taxes, I'm not really getting anything. It doesn't make sense to me economically.
Yeah.
The second thing I wanted to talk about was just the ignorance that comes along with the liberalism. I see California business owners, I see New York business owners, they're complaining about their restaurants and their businesses being shut down, but yet they are predominantly liberal voters. It's kind of like be careful what you wish for. Your states just blindly vote liberal and then complain mm-hmm. about what liberal governors want to do. You're the one that voted them into office, you schmuck. I don't get the ignorance behind their complaining about something that they instituted by their vote.
Exactly. You know, David, I don't know how to turn this ship around. Do you have any ideas?
Yeah, I God forbid that, you know, Biden's brother-in-law owning a voting machine company rigged the election, and God forbid it goes through and Biden is the president. But I guarantee you for the next 4 years, I'm going to be telling people right to their face, be careful what you wish for.
Yep.
You put this, don't complain to me. You put yourself in that position with your vote, so do not complain to me.
And this isn't just on the federal level. It's on the state level as
yep.
well, because we are going to see this on February 1st. We are going to see how it affects us when Governor Sisolak goes back in and starts the next legislative session.
Yep. It's a be careful what you wish for. Don't complain to me. And don't be given all kinds of money because it makes no sense. I'm just going to end up paying for that. I see that coming. If Biden gets in there, I see that coming, that there's going to be a ton of taxes being raised to pay for these stupid things. And then, of course, they'll blame Trump. Well, that was Trump's fault.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the other thing I see is, again, biting the hand that feeds them. The big tech companies are supporting all these liberal politicians and pushing out anything that might be pro conservative off their websites. They're pushing them, and then what happens with the liberal congressmen? They go to Washington and say, we need to break up these monopolies. Again, you're biting the hand that feeds you. These people got you elected for office, and then you're going to break up the big monopolies?
That's the thing, David. They're not going to break them up. They're just going to say they're going to break them up. So the American people will hear that and go, oh, yay, they're finally doing something for us. And then they're not actually going to do it. I mean, just like Biden being in there for 47 years, didn't do squat. Nobody else is either.
Yeah. No, I agree. So
yeah.
I am just happy for the next 4 years. I am going to be telling people, hey, you dummy, you're the one that put yourself in that position. Don't complain to me.
Exactly.
So,
David, thank you so much for calling in today. You have a great day and Merry Christmas if you don't call in before
Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. All right, let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Ryan this morning. Ryan wants to disagree with me about something. So, hey, Ryan, what's up?
Hey, Monica, I need a little clarification, because the way that you're coming off, it sounds like you're coming off as a cold, heartless person. You need to explain, are you complaining like that they're giving money to Pakistan and not to the people who are here at home? Or what do you mean by that?
Yeah. Why would, what do you mean the money to Pakistan, the $10 million?
Yes. Then you're complaining about they can only get 600 through the Congress, the 600 through this Corona package at the moment because the Democrats and Republicans couldn't get along and agree. And you had a president that said he was the best deal maker in the world and you couldn't get a deal through that he wanted.
Okay, so you think in a $1.8 trillion bill that we're going to have to pay for, that $300 million should go to Egypt, $700 million should go to the Sudan, $453 million should go to the Ukraine, $500 million should go to Israel, $130 million should go to Nepal. $135 million should go to Burma. $85 million should go to Cambodia. $25 million should go to Pakistan. And $1.4 billion should go to Asia. And the only thing that Americans should get, and that's only few Americans, not everybody gets this, they should only get $600 one time out of this relief package.
No, and the way when you explain it, it sounded a lot more better. But when you were first coming off this morning, you were sounding off, especially the fact that you want to run for the next Congress seat. The way you're coming off, as very cold and heartless to the regular person. The way now you explain it, it makes more sense.
If all of this money is going to other countries, I don't care if I sound cold and heartless, because the American people are being screwed over. And these other countries need to take care of themselves.
Now, Monica, though, when you explain it, that makes a whole lot more sense. But
Ryan, that's the only way. That's the only way that I've explained it this morning. Were you listening from 10:06 when I actually started, or are you coming in the middle of a conversation?
I heard you at 10:10 to tell you the honest truth.
Okay, well, then you missed the entire rundown of what's going on. So, Ryan, go back and listen to the podcast, and you'll understand where I was coming from. So, God bless you, sir. Merry Christmas, and thank you for being a part of the show. All right, let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Bruce this morning. Bruce wants to talk about COVID. Hi, Bruce. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, Monica. You know, there's a lot of adjectives that could be used to describe you. Cold and heartless are not on the list.
That's okay. It was a misunderstanding.
Understood. Yes, I just wanted to let you know that there is a movement afoot in Nye County to follow the lead that White Pine County established. Get the county commissioners to declare an economic emergency in Nye County so they can negate all of Lickasack's COVID restrictions, which we all know is killing Nevada. I would like for all of your listeners to follow suit. Get on the phone, get off your tuchus, get on the phone, get on your emails, demand from our county commissioners across the state that they follow suit with White Pine County. Declare an economic emergency in your county and get Nevada back open again.
You know, Bruce, it's not going to happen for Washoe County. And I'll tell you that for a fact, because there is only one commissioner, Jeannie Herman, who would actually support that action. None of the others are, because they're all playing the same game of getting relief money, getting CARES Act money. When the governor, you know, I love this article, and I encourage everybody to look it up. It's on networkinvegas.com. And it says Nevada politicians and executives financially profiting from continued COVID shutdowns. So when the politicians, you know, and the big executives, when they profit, nobody gives a rat's you know what about us little guys, the business owners, the middle class. And that's exactly what Governor Sisolak and his minions are doing. And that includes Jim Moran, the COVID task force, you know, leader.
Yeah, right. I understand. Well, the last county commission meeting, there were 60 people that showed up to talk about this COVID garbage. And they did listen. Of course, at the county commission meetings, they will actually let people from the public attend the meetings in person, unlike the Reno City Council that are still hiding behind closed doors. However, instead of 60, let's get 120 people to show up. I agree with you. The chances of the entire county commission unanimously voting to declare an economic emergency, I think there's three chances, fat, slim, and none. However,
that's unless everybody, because you know what? This is an issue that goes across party lines. It's not just Republicans losing their businesses. It's not just Republicans being fired. This is Northern Nevadans being just decimated. And everybody needs to call, email, and show up to the county commissioners. I mean, there's just no other way. I mean, Bob Lucey, I'm getting inside information that Bob Lucey wants to run for Congress. Really?
Oh, heaven.
You want somebody like that in Congress? Because you know these commissioners are going to run again, just like Marsha Birkbigler did, and she lost her seat. These commissioners are not taking care of the citizens of Washoe County. And Northern Nevada.
It's not just the commissioners.
It's the Reno City Council people, and it's the Sparks City Council people as well, because they're in on it.
And our representatives in Congress also, which, by the way, Monica, we need you in Congress. Amaday signed on to this stupid COVID bill that was just introduced.
Yeah.
He voted in favor of it.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
He voted with Nancy, right there with her.
Yep.
So.
Well, 65% of the time he votes with Nancy, so.
Yes, he does. So. And actually, I think is, you know, yeah. Okay. Well, you just have to ask yourself, did they not read the bill as usual, or is this just the way it is?
Well, that's probably exactly what happened. They didn't read the bill, which, by the way, the Battleborn Patriots is in need of volunteers to help us dissect all the bills that are going to be coming out of this next legislative session. It is our intent to make it as easy as possible for the people to contact their representatives when they come up with one of these stupid bills that does nothing but hurt the people in Nevada. We need to let them know. And we're going to have the bills dissected, bullet points. You know, you can read everything that you need to know about the bill in 20 seconds or less, and then contact your reps and let them know.
Oh, that's fantastic. So how do people volunteer?
TakingNevadaBack.com. You can sign up.
So you guys
up.
Didn't.
Barney Wadley is going to be heading up that effort.
You guys didn't just fold up after not being able to get all the signatures. You mean you guys are going to actually keep going and be there for Nevadans?
Well, we determined that Nevada needs a bigger voice. And even though the recall effort did not succeed, it would be kind of stupid to dissolve an organization that has as far of a reach across the state as Battleborn Patriots do. We have a county lead in every county, and they are responsible for a group of volunteers. So when we digest these bills, we send the information out to that group of volunteers, who in turn disseminate it to people that they know to energize them to write in or call our legislators and tell them. Yeah, we decided that it would not be in the best interest of Nevadans to dissolve the organization. We are going to remain a voice for the people of this state.
God bless. That's how you do it. And anybody can join in. TakingNevadaBack.com. Bruce, thank you so much, and Merry Christmas. God bless. I will talk to you again very shortly, I hope. All right, it's the Monica Jay Show. Lynn, Mike, hang on. We'll be right back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Let's head back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. I'm getting tired of reading Scott's text, so he's doesn't have it to be on the air today. So let's check in with Lynn. Lynn, you want to be cold and heartless as me, or are you calling me cold and heartless?
No, Ryan was saying that you're cold-hearted and heartless, and I hope I can join your fan club and be cold-hearted and heartless too. And they can, I welcome that label because I really, I don't understand these people either. They're bobbleheads. God bless you. Love you, dear, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Lynn. Merry Christmas, and God bless you as well. That's, you know, sometimes that's what you have to do. I'm sorry, but remember when Mom and Dad said you couldn't have the cookie and you cried? Guess what? It's Mike is on the line right now. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hey, Monica. This whole thing is planned. They want to collapse our economy. They want to go cashless. Then they'll set prices on everything, and then they have full control over us. They're not that dumb. Obama's not a dumb guy. Hillary's not a dumb guy. Bush wasn't either. They know what they're doing, and they're up. The higher ups are telling them, "This is what you're going to do. You're going to collapse our economy."
Exactly, because what a lot of people don't understand is the Obamas, the Clintons. Those aren't the top. Those are just the yes men that are putting the plan into play in this country.
Yes, and more they spend money. What kind of inflation should we really have? And they're keeping inflation down, but real inflation, and that's going to hit us. So hyperinflation will hit at some point. And we are totally screwed at that point. And
this bubble is totally going to break.
But it's not going to be good.
Yeah. Mike, thank you so much for calling. Merry Christmas. And, oh, my gosh. All right. Real quick. 884-9910. Caller number 5 gets a 10 Crows barbecue gift certificate. Thanks for listening. We'll be back after this.